This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Earlier in the hour, we were talking about whether more autonomy makes for better public schools. As we heard, the question sparked somewhat of a debate among reformers, teachers, the unions, and school administrators.
One of the arguments in favor of more autonomy is that schools can design a curriculum that plays to their strengths, and in that way may be able to reach kids who don't fit into a traditional public school.
An example of that is the Norfolk County Agricultural High School in Walpole, which has been operating outside the traditional public school structure since it first opened almost a century ago. How is this school different than a typical high school?
How is it not different from the typical high school?
This is Jenna Illingworth, a senior at the Norfolk County Agricultural High School, or the Aggie as it's known. Her point that this is not a typical school becomes quickly apparent. For one thing, there are the animals.
One class I'll be grooming dogs, the next class I'll be training my dog. I get to bring my dog to school because I'm a canine major, and we do a wildlife class where we get to go walking through the woods. We have livestock on campus. We have horses, cows, we have birds. We have like our own little pet shop setting.
There are also the plants. Here's Austin Broderick, another senior at the Aggie.
I take different classes ranging from botany and soils, which would be a class more about plant nutrients and what they need to survive and thrive in different environments. Landscape management, which would be more of a practical class, learning how to operate equipment like backhoes, lawn mowers, aerators, excavators, things like that.
And not every high school has an auto mechanic shop on campus, but the Aggie does.
It's the coolest thing that when your car breaks down at school, you can bring it right down to the shop so you can still go home.
When Gallup asked American teenagers to choose three words that describe their typical feelings in school, the word they chose most often was bored. That's a word you don't hear at the Aggie. What comes across instead is that students actually want to be here.
Some students are on the bus at 5:30, so it's definitely a commitment to come here, and we're very lucky because they want to be here.
This is Tammy Quinn, the principal of the Norfolk County Agricultural High School.
We have a very long waiting list. 1 in 3 students will get in.
When the Norfolk Aggie first opened in 1916, it was a school where farmers could drop off their kids during the weekdays. Today it's different. Now the school day is split between academics in the morning, English, math, science, and social studies, and vocationals in the afternoon. By their sophomore year, students choose whether to major in plant science, animal science, or agricultural mechanics. Tammy Quinn, who was a math teacher before she became the principal, says the Aggie attracts a particular kind of student. Who's the typical student today?
A student who was in middle school and maybe was just a little bit different, kids would say, don't talk to her about snakes because she'll never stop talking about them. Or don't mention climbing trees because he'll, you know, go on and on. Or they love to be outside. They appreciate nature. They might have been a little different and were looking for something else.
I wasn't too different.
Again, senior Jenna Illingworth.
But I always just didn't feel like in place. I could never really join in on all the conversations everyone else was having. You know, I didn't really want to talk about what the typical teenager wanted to talk about. I liked it when we went on a field trip once where we all sat down and talked about beef management instead of talking about like going to the mall or the newest movie or something.
So the Aggie was the place for her. And she knew it as soon as she got here.
Like my first freshman day, it was so easy to go up and talk to someone. You just mentioned horses, cow, dog, tractor, and you automatically were on like a conversation with them.
Jenna Illingworth is majoring in animal science with a canine specialization. She did an internship with the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth and got accepted at Framingham State, where she wants to study wildlife biology. Austin Broderick is heading to UMass Stockbridge in the fall, and he has a career mapped out as well.
What's your sort of dream profession after you get through with college? What do you see yourself doing?
I see myself becoming a golf course superintendent and being able to run a golf course, and I see that's really what I see myself doing.
It's unusual to hear high school students articulating such detailed professional goals. Principal Tammy Quinn says that the Aggie encourages that, but she's quick to dispel the stigma of traditional vocational education.
I think years ago it was considered terminal education. Kids who didn't fit into regular high schools were sent to vocational schools. They learned a trade and they went to work. That is not the picture anymore.
Quinn says the Aggie still prepares kids for jobs, but now 80% of them go on to either a four-year college or a trade school. And she says her students do very well on standardized tests.
Our MCAS scores, which are so important to the state, are fabulous. You know, students don't fail.
The Aggie is spread out across 300 acres, which includes farmland, sports fields, classrooms, barns, orchards, and a greenhouse. When we visited recently, we couldn't help noticing there were a lot more girls than boys. Again, Principal Tammy Quinn.
We're 75% girls.
That's really interesting to me. Why is that?
I think it's the animals. But now we have a new diesel program, mechanical technology building.
I see.
And we do think we'll pull in more boys. And actually, we just accepted our freshman class, and the numbers are different.
The number of boys are coming up. But for now, Austin, you're part of a sort of endangered species here, it sounds
like.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that a good thing?
It can be, definitely.
I can imagine.
A walk around the Aggie campus is a bit of a wildlife tour. From the animal science building to the kennel to the aviary, there's a lot to see and to hear.
This is the pet shop. You can see the rabbits and the chinchillas, and now we're in the reptiles, the snakes and the turtles, and that's the quarantine room. Sometimes we have to put parakeets in quarantine.
The aviary is home to doves, parakeets, and a macaw parrot named Sebastian.
Depends on how they're feeling. The mornings are usually louder because, like, Amazon birds or something are usually louder in the morning, naturally.
So tell me what you typically do in this room.
My sophomore and freshman year, what we would usually do was we'd clean out the cages, we'd give the birds new food, we'd take them out, handle them, give them some exercise. So basically just management and care of the birds.
We want them to feel like they know what they're doing, and they're in charge. We want them to be secure in their knowledge so that when they do go to work, because when you go to work, you're pretty much on your own. So we're going to head downstairs. You can see the horses are outside.
There's also a dog kennel with dozens of different dogs, including a golden retriever, a border collie, a boxer, and a Jack Russell. They spend part of each school day here, and most of them belong to the students.
It's very funny in the morning to see the kids get off the bus. And one student, one dog. One student, one dog. It's a funny thing.
I love bringing my dog to school. It makes that day so much better. You know, everyone has their dog as their best friend, and that's how I describe my dog. And it's just awesome being able to sit on the bus ride with them and, you know, just and then the bus ride home and hanging out with them during class.
Canine majors like Jenna Illingworth actually work with their dogs during the school day.
The canine major has three classes, a grooming class, an obedience class, and a showmanship class. I've learned so much. I actually have a job now at a daycare and a groomer's, and I've done really well there due to all the knowledge that I've learned here.
Advocates for schools like this say they could provide a roadmap for other schools struggling to raise test scores and engage more students. But the Norfolk Aggie is one of just three public vocational high schools in the state, and next year that number will be down to two. Principal Tammy Quinn says that all comprehensive schools should have a vocational part to them, but that we also need more schools like the Aggie.
I turn away so many students that I know we could save, make them like school if we could fit them in our school, but we're limited to size and numbers, and it's the most heart-wrenching thing when you get the phone calls from the parents. Students on the waiting list, what's the chances? I hate saying no, but we say no so much to so many. We need more room.
Today, senior Jenna Illingworth and her classmates will graduate from the Aggie. When we visited a couple of weeks ago, we couldn't help but wonder if she would have mixed feelings about leaving and moving on to college.
And even doing this like talk too is just making me realize how much I love it and how much I'm going to miss it, because college isn't going to be anything like it. It'll be awesome too, but nothing like this place. And you know, it really is like a family. Like all the animals here I'm going to miss, the teachers, oh, I'm going to miss them like crazy too. They're all like mentors, best friends, and like they've been awesome. This place is definitely like a home, and it's going to be really sad to move out.
It's a home that Jenna and her peers will say goodbye to today as they walk across the graduation stage and begin the next chapter of their lives.